Part 29, Chapter 1. The next 2 days were the most horrible in Johnny's life. Cage, drone, and all. Stormlong had simply flown into thin air and vanished. He didn't answer on radio, even when Johnny said his name in clear. The bank office in Luxembourg was open and answering, but there was just a girl there, and she didn't speak any tongue anyone at Kariba could speak. French? And even though they said McAdam, and she tried to tell them something back, they couldn't make it out. Johnny could not leave here. The emissaries in the conference room would go in and out. They were working on and on with the trial. They didn't pay much attention to him. Johnny slept in the ops room and only got out when Chief Chong Wan would spell him for a few minutes by standing in case anything urgent came through. Truth told, there was not too much coming through that Johnny had to handle. Even had he gotten urgent requests, he couldn't have done anything about them, for he had no available pilots, troops, or defense forces. He was actually the only one defending the planet. The woman, Tinny, was lots of help, but there was a limit to the number of hours anyone could stay awake, even a Buddhist nun. Angus was spending some time with the transshipment rig. He had left the gyro cage on a Tolnep mountain to learn the full fate of the moon, Asart.
I wanted to see whether there were earthquakes on Tolnep,
he told Johnny.
When you change mass in a system, you could expect changes in gravitational stresses. I read someplace that if our own moon got knocked out into space or something, it would cause earthquakes here. But Tolnep didn't shake up our gyro cage.